This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi, Kalim, Beis Zayin. Today we'll try to do Beis Zayin and Ches Zayin as long, Ches is short. Yesterday, Hey and Vav. Are we going to finish the parak today? I think so, right? Zion, Ches, that's it. Baz and Bach. Yeah, we're finishing today. Okay. So let's chazer Hey and Vav. Let's go. Ready, Mr. T?
Ready,
Mr. Thank you, sir. If you have a cover of a jug of wine, a jug of oil, cover of a niyar, it's a place, a barrel, these are covers. Covers, we said, are not meant to hold things. They're not mekabel tuma. But if you are miyachid, you want to use it for something else, they're tuma. Even with just machshava. Yeah. To be yerlutum, to get kabbalah tuma status, machshava is sufficient. The cover of the lafas. Lafas, as they say, is like the ilfas, a big pan. If it has a hole, and it has, or it has a point, and you can't hold things, tahar. But if there's no hole, and it's flat on the bottom, it can hold things, tame. Why? It was used to filter vegetables. How exactly used to filter vegetables is a discussion about it. But apparently that was common. So the fact that it's flat and there's no hole is not enough. It's the fact, because maybe it's not used that way. It's not meant to be used that way. It's meant to be used as a pot cover. It's not meant to be used as a teich. But here we see, no, they used it as a teich. They used this teich. They used this container to filter their vegetables. So then it functions that way. They use it that way. That's the derech, and then mekabel tumah. Ezra Tzadik says, because they turn over the clumps, the runkies, and they mash up the clumps. So it has, that gives it, it's used that way. That's its function. The runkies. Vav, gistra, shard of a piece of cheres that's found in the kivshan. If it's not, if it broke off before it was complete, it's tar. After it's complete, it's tame. I'm trying to understand exactly the reason behind it. What happens, breaks up before, I don't care about it throughout, but after it's complete, it breaks off, I do care about it. Okay, it's not 100% clear to me why. So how are you supposed to know? They say there's different simonim of the colors of it, how it looks. You could tell when it broke off. All right. Titros. Don't forget about it, the titros. Put your finger on the top and a lot of little hole lochin at the bottom. Elizabeth Tudyk says, tahar. I got holes. Holes that liquid can go in. Kainis mashkin. No kabbalah. It's not a click kibble. There's no kabbalah's tumah. What about Rehuda ben Beseira's funnel? He argues. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's Tame. Why is it Tame? Shukemaitse Prutais. Because putting your finger there, water won't go out. It's meant to be used that way. So it's meant to be used in a way that's preventing the water from coming out. And even when it does come out, it's very, very small drips. They say he needs these two svaras. It's not exactly Rehuda ben Beseira. Rehuda ben Beseira would just say it's enough the fact that you put your finger there, it holds it. It's good. That's the way it functions. He says, no, also because the water comes out prutes, little drips. All right. Mishnah Zayin, Atmein, Shebigli Cheres, tell me some things that are tummy. A lot of them are just going to be contrasted to what we said earlier in Mishnah. Tavla, the tray, Sheishla, Lizbeiz, has a rim. Pashas needs a rim on all four sides. It doesn't say how big the rim has to be, how high. It doesn't say. I don't know if there's a shear. Mach, Toshleim, a complete shovel, a spatula, whatever, has Tefanos and four sides. Four sides. We never know specials for four sides. All right. Tavla shi milaye karis. This is going to get a little interesting today. A little interesting. You have a tavla, a tray, yeah, that's filled with karis. What does that mean? Well, these are little trays, little plates, little bowls that are attached to the tray, as you see in your pictures. Okay? So what are you saying? The mekabel tuma. Now, the question is, if one becomes tummy, do all become tummy? What the word? Nitmas achz me'en b'sheretz. One of them become gets a sheretz, goes into its avir. Loid nitmu kulam. They're not all tummy. Only that one. Even though we generally have a rule, v'chelag v'kli becomes tummy, the entire kli becomes tummy. Something that's going to come up, I'm sure, many times in Kalim. However, in this case, they're not. Why? Each one is concerned independently. Even though they're all attached, no. Each one has its own function. This one's used for the onion dip. This one's used for the garlic dip. This one's used for the baba ganoush. Each one's different. Okay. So each one's different. It's its own function. Tumah does not spread to the next one. Okay. Let's accept it. So nidma ach, one of them becomes tummy. The sheretz lo nidma kol, not all of them tummy. Im yeshla lizbeis oide, if it has a rim that protrudes above, nidma ach, one becomes tummy. Nidma kulon, all of them become tummy. Why? So one way of understanding it is that when the sheretz descended into the airspace of the tavla. Remember, it had a rim above, so it first entered into the airspace of the actual tray. At that point, the tray became tamei. When it becomes tamei, then all the cars become tamei. Why? Each one is separate. They say over here, they're considered separate from each other, but they are all considered one kli with the tray. They're all part of the tray. That's one way of understanding it. Others understand that, no, it's that the fact that there's a rim on top, that makes them all into one. And then, if one of them becomes tummy, they all become tummy. It's all different lumdas. It's all different lumdas. It says that rim that goes above makes them all into one kli. Two different pshatim, very different pshatim. Giving nafka minna. It's not so easy to make a nafka minna because, yeah. No, it's not really so nigga. Fine. Talk about what happened if you made out of wood. Interesting footnotes. Another pshat they bring. Another thing that's right in the bottom. Okay. That's kind of where we're going to go. Okay. So it has the rim. Now the tummy spreads. Maybe it makes it one kli. Where they bring that from? Rash and second pshat. Rosh. Fine. Base tavlin shalcher. Spice. Little tray from pottery. Has many different chambers, many different cubbies. This is when you get the oregano, this is when you get the black pepper, this is when you get the salt. V'kalmarim ha misu amais. It's kli cheres that the scribe puts in his ink, his quill, and everything else he needs. Why is it, what's a kalmar ha misu amais? So I'm assuming it's like twinned. Twin kalmar? Twinned. Squares. What's a column? A column was a cipher? I don't remember that. I have a picture, but I don't know why it's called a twin. There's four. There's two twins. I don't know. Two double twins, so it's four. All right. Whatever. Regardless, okay, let's understand this. This is a little bit different because this is their mamash sharing walls with each other. It's a little bit different than the case we had before, right? So we're saying, but this is the same thing. If there's no rim above, and the sheretz falls into one, that one's tamei, the rest are tar. If there is a rim above, then they're all tamei. And they say, what's the Mishnah's chiddush? That even though they share walls, that's a bechiddush. Bechiddush. Fine. Ubeis tavlin sheheleitz, the spice container of wood, shnitma echad b'mashke, Loi nitma chaver. When it becomes tomei with a mashke, its friend is not tomei. Okay. Let's go now to a wooden one. Mm-hmm. Also, many, four containers, five containers, whatever it is. There's no rim above. Okay. Now, even though they say... Now, we mentioned before, the chomer goes by mashkim, that are a rishon, the matame kalim. Okay? Because people shouldn't confuse it with reka shalzav, etc. We also said, to remember that it's the rabban, the chomer sakin. If it touches the inside, the entire kli is tame. Touches the outside, the kli, only the outside is tame, the inside is tahar. Okay. Mishnah's coming to tell us that this spice container of wood, one of its containers, one of its compartments, got liquid. Mashkin tamein. Tame. Good? Yeah. The next, the adjacent one is tahar. Why? Because if I fall into A, the next door neighbor B, to B, that's Gabay. A's wall, A's inner wall, is B's outer wall. Right? Fresh days? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So therefore, yeah. So a Kli, one second, so we're over here. One second. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second. Yeah. So, and in Gaboy, that's Mashkin, the Gaboy is not Matami the Toich. Okay. That's only if it was a mashke. But if it be a sheretz, then the next one becomes tame. Because that's kli eitz, B's gaba is getting a sheretz, and that's tame the entirety of B. Okay. So that's the part that we're saying. The part that we're saying is that this is tumas mashkin, and when the gaba is, when it goes into the toich of A, is the gaba of B, and it's not matame the entirety of B. So let's read that again. Tavon shal eitz nim bechem mashkin nim bechaveri. Only the gaba is tame, not the toich. Split its thickness. Split its thickness. Split every wall. Half of the wall is for that part of that compartment, and half is for the compartment adjacent. Okay. Therefore, when it goes into one, half of the wall is tar, half the wall is tame. This is only by Tumas Mashkin. Tumas Mashkin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, is Matayr, the thickness of the wall by the adjacent one. What's he trying to do? He's coming trying to say, stop it right there. Don't look at it. What's he trying to get at? The Chum disagrees with Rechem Nuri. They say, even no. The whole entire wall is Tameh. It's all considered the Gabay of the Kli Tameh. And a special Kula by Thomas Mashkin, he says, that Toich of that Kli, that split up, I'm not going to Tameh the entire, that part of the wall. All right. The Chum say what? The Chum say, even Tameh the entire wall. The entire wall should be tummy because it's all the mashin came into this kli, into A. Now A is tummy, and these walls are the walls of A. And the mission was mechadish though, but that B doesn't become tummy because by kabe B it's gabay. That's a pashtus. The Rechem Nuri is saying a big chiddush. He's saying I split the wall into two. I'm not sure like why. Thank you. He's a free thinker. Okay, yes? I don't know why he looks at it that way. He says, I guess he says, this is the container. When you have two adjacent to another, I only look at half of it as being part of that, pertaining to that one. The other half is that one. That one's tar. Okay. There's a rim going above. Why? Because the above rim makes it all into one kli. That goes nicely with the pshat that we said before. There you go, that the, when a rim sticks above, it makes it all into one kli. And this is even by mashka. Even by mashka. All one kli. Mm-hmm. All one kli. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't use the vard of that goes into this airspace because it doesn't apply by wood. It only applies by cheres. Here you have to say the vard is that makes one kli. Okay. Fine. Let's do one more, yeah? Avada. Halap, it's a short one. It's a little confusing, but... they said over here somewhere that the first 10 prakim of Kalim, which is the third of the Mzeta, is all about kli cheres. You hear that, everybody say? All about kli cheres. Wow. Who knows? Who knew that the halachas of earthenware kalim could be that complicated? Yes, they are. Lapid! What is a lapid? It's a kli cheres. The bottom of it is pointy. They take its point, and they put it into like a wooden pipe to keep it steady and straight. They put in oil and wicks, and they make a torch. Tummy. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is it can't stand on its own. I thought if it can't stand on its own, it can't be mekabel, it's not metame. No. Why? Here it's saying why. It's because it's made to be used on this base. If it's made to be used with us extra support, then it's tame. It's made to be used that way. It's made to be used with the accompanying support. They made it that way. This is the support, this is that. Okay. It's made to be used with the support. Gotta remember this claw. Tummy. Base shikoy shalner mitame bi'avir. A small little kli cheres that holds a candle. Candle doesn't mean a wax candle. It means like the whole earthenware container that holds the oil and everything. That's what we call the nair. Even though it's not deep, it only sits there a little bit. It has a kibble. It has tuma. It has tumas avir. You ask on the bottom, what's the chiddush of this? What are you trying to tell me exactly? Why not? So what? There's a shear. We said the shear is kadei. It should be in the kabel oil to anoint the small finger of a one-day-old baby. You don't need much. Okay. Hamasrek shel tzartzor. What is tzartzor? Is a container of cheres used for drinking water. I don't know if they actually drink out of this. It does not look like something you want to drink out of. Not with that top. No. I think more just holds the water. That's what I would think. What does the Rav say? Yeah, it sounds like they poured from it. Yeah, I would think so. I think there's a little, they touched it up a little wrong. Okay, anyways. What's going on over here? Now, the opening of the tzartzor has a bit of a screen on top. Why? It prevents schmutz from going in. Okay, makes sense. Why do you have it open at all? The water pours out through it? Water comes out through these holes, I guess. So it's like a filter, as a... Around the screen has like a crown, sticking up teeth, made for beauty. Looks like a comb. If a sheretz would go into that airspace of the comb, what is the halacha? Rabbi Lezer mitaher. It's not a toch. It's open on all the sides. You can't hold anything. Makes sense. Can't hold anything there. Why? That's the way it's made. So what's the way it's made? I can't hold anything. Since the main part of the kli down below has a teich, so this becomes tuffle to that. Wow. Oh, they bring a few more psatim in this, but then we'll just keep it to one. Okay. All right, that's all for today, Rabbi Isai. Two prokim down, 28 more to go.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.